From the studios of Boise State Public Radio News, I'm Samantha Wright, filling in for Jimma Gaudette, and this is Idaho Matters. Maybe you've seen the pictures. Maybe you've seen it in person. Trash littering your favorite campsite, old junk dumped along your hiking trail, beautiful public lands trashed and left a mess. Sometimes it's deliberate. Often it's just simply ignorance, a lack of understanding or of what to do, or maybe not to do, on public lands. The Recreate Responsibly Idaho program is hoping to fix at least part of the problem. Here today to tell us more about it are Robbie Johnson, Senior Public Information Officer with the Idaho Department of Lands, and Idaho Outdoor author Steve Stubner, who worked on the campaign. Hi to both of you. How are you today?
Hi, Samantha. It's Robbie Johnson here.
Hi, Steve.
Hey, Samantha. Doing great. Thank you.
Okay, so what is Recreate Responsibly Idaho? That is hard to say.
Oh, Steve, you mind if I take that one to start?
Go for it.
Oh, Samantha, like you were just saying, it is the worst. You go out to have some fun, have a good weekend, be outside, and there's a pile of garbage or the restroom's trashed or worst case scenario, there's a wildfire that started. Ugh. And what do you do? You know, Recreate Responsibly Idaho is really something that was created during the height of the COVID-19 pandemic, when we had so much pressure on our outdoor opportunities in Idaho, because other states, particularly Washington State, kind of closed their outdoors, but Idaho's outdoors were open. So we saw all these people come over and just put all that pressure in some cases, just not doing the right thing outdoors. So, you know, several years have passed. COVID-19, as we knew it then, is over. But we've seen a different type of pressure, all this growth in Idaho, new people moving here, the population expanding. And so we really have the same pressure on our Idaho outdoors. And really at the core of Recreate Responsibly Idaho is to really address that for everybody.
And you mentioned it's not just trash, Robbie. It's some people not knowing how to put out a campfire that could lead to a forest fire. I know there are people who sort of just decide to make their own trails, and that can be bad.
Yes, and Steve Stubner, he's been involved since the very beginning, and he's really been a huge advocate and definitely the eyes and ears of a lot of these scenarios. But yeah, certainly trails. Oh, it's, you know, people go out. We want you to enjoy your ATV, your off-highway vehicle, but we need you to have, you know, the right size trail for your activity. And I think everyone can agree, the risk of losing trails when people are abusing them, they're not following the guidelines, or they're making trails of their own. I think people are starting to realize more and more that these places could potentially close if they're abused.
Mm. And we've seen that in a few spots. There was a hot springs that had to close down because some folks had just done all kinds of things that they shouldn't have to it. Steve, you are out on public lands all the time. How bad is it out there? What are you seeing?
Well, I'm not sure if it's as bad as it was in 2020, but we're still seeing a lot of issues. And, you know, the moose fire last year was up on the San Michelis National Forest. That was started by a careless camper that was camping right next to the Salmon River in mid-July and left the campsite with the fire burning. And that ended up starting the state's largest wildfire and what was at one time the nation's largest wildfire last summer. So that was a huge mistake and cost everyone dearly in the area. So we still have issues for sure. And I think, you know, Robbie touched on a number of the things that we're seeing out there. You know, some other things are like trigger trash, people shooting without a backstop or leaving, you know, bullet casings or shotgun shells around. The pack it out garbage thing is huge and, you know, is an ongoing issue for everyone. And so I think it's just really important to continue to provide reminders to people on how to do things right. And then Robbie's got a kind of a new spin on this year's campaign.
Tell us about the program itself. What is it? How does it work? What's new, Robbie?
Well, Samantha, we realize that, you know, Recreate Responsibly Idaho is really all these government agencies working together to get this information out, you know, Bureau of Land Management, the Forest Service, Idaho Department of Lands, and others. But, you know, we're doing such a good job saying all the information and know before you go and be kind, pack it in, pack it out. But what we really need is the public's help, because we can harness what the public is seeing, what people are doing, and really harness the power of social media to bring that community together. So for example, you know, let's say you're one of those people who went out to have a great weekend. There's a bunch of trash in your campsite. You know, you're probably going to pick it up, and that's great. Maybe send us a picture of that. Let us know that you went to that effort to pick that up and the price you had to pay going out there to have to clean that up yourself. I think when people show other people the problem and the solutions, it can really help spread that message more and really bring it home to everybody. There was a situation where there was a bunch of camp trash and, you know, Forest Service, I think it was, they had to spend all this time cleaning it up. And that was time they could have been spending, you know, cleaning the bathrooms. And so the bathrooms were a mess. And so everybody, you know, even the people causing the problems, they're paying a price for the bad recreation.
We're speaking with Robbie Johnson, Senior Public Information Officer with the Idaho Department of Lands, and Idaho Outdoor author Steve Stubner, who's worked on the Recreate Responsibly Idaho campaign. Robbie, can we change what's happening with just education or with social media like this? If there's no penalty involved, is this going to stop?
I think we can. Like Steve pointed out, it's not as bad as it was during the COVID-19 pandemic. And I think, you know, that's in part because of these efforts by, you know, the government agencies, Recreate Responsibly Idaho, sort of being sure we're here supporting people recreating responsibly and letting people know that's the expectation. I think we can improve things by letting people know that the consequence is you lose recreation potentially. And the biggest example of that, like Steve pointed out, the Moose Fire. Somebody didn't put their campfire out. That took away landscapes that people recreate on, that destroyed landscapes that people were enjoying, that took up a lot of time and money. And so we really all pay the price when people recreate in a way that is potentially damaging. And so if we just can get that, you know, even, you know, through social media, reach these people that are maybe younger or coming into Idaho for the first time, I think we can change people, especially when they see the gorgeous images that people share of this is the Idaho we are working to preserve.
So you've been looking for pictures of the bad things, like the trash
and
the good things.
I think
things.
It's important to remember that. I was just going to say, you know, there are penalties for some of these bad actor issues. Like if people do violate road closures with their ATVs or UTVs and they go through a lock gate or around a lock gate, you know, there are, you know, forest rangers out there issuing citations for things like that. Fish and Game also has patrols out there with their conservation officers. And so for, you know, egregious type acts, there are going to be tickets written, you know, for things like that. So I think there's a mix needed for enforcement to really get better compliance, both education and enforcement.
Gotcha. Good point. Robbie, if we see some of these things, we take a picture, what do we do with it?
We have a QR code and we've shared it with you because we want to make it really easy. Nobody wants to spend time when they're outdoors trying to figure out, oh, you know, should I call the sheriff's office or, you know, should I call the Idaho Department of Lands, you know, it's a weekend or whatever, you know, something like a picture, you know, an image says 1,000 words. And, you know, if you give us a little bit of information, we can at least share it, let people know what's going on. And it helps us address some of these things because, you know, no one person can know everything that's going on out there. And if we collectively share all that, I think it can go a long ways to really painting this picture for everyone when they're out there, when they have that decision point. You know, I am going to check my fire. I am going to bring my trash back. I am going to bring a bag when I go. I am going to figure out where I'm going to see if it's going to be crowded or open or anything else. So I think it's all what we want to do. But I think there's just some of us, obviously, that in that moment, we're not making the right decision. And we want to support that through, you know, sharing and making sure we're telling the story and people have it in their hearts when they go out in Idaho.
Good. I love it. I love that. We've been speaking with Robbie Johnson, Senior Public Information Officer with the Idaho Department of Lands, and Idaho outdoor author Steve Stubner, who's worked on the Recreate Responsibly Idaho campaign. We're going to put some links to the campaign and how you can post pictures on our website, BoiseStatePublicRadio.org. Thank you both so much for coming on and for what you do.
Thank you. And just to add, as part of enforcement, the Idaho Department of Lands investigates every fire to find the cause. So the campfire or other things, if somebody causes a fire, they can expect to have to pay the price for that firefighting effort. So that's a huge enforcement tactic we use to keep people mindful of how they're handling fire outdoors.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Thanks for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Samantha Wright. We'll see you tomorrow.
From an Iraq war cover-up to towns ravaged by opioids to the roots of our modern immigration crisis, Embedded explores what's been sealed off and undisclosed. NPR's original investigative podcast reveals why these stories and the people behind them matter. Listen to the Embedded podcast, only from NPR.